And in fact, it had turned out very satisfactorily from everyone's point of view. It took the head thieves very little time to grow paunches and start having coats of arms made and meet in a proper building rather than smoky dens, which no one had liked much. A complicated arrangement of receipts and vouchers saw to it that while everyone was eligible for the attentions of the guild, no one had too much, and this was very acceptable, at least to those citizens who were rich enough to afford the quite reasonable premiums the guild charged for an uninterrupted life. There was a strange foreign word for this, in-sewer ants. No one knew exactly what it had originally meant, but Ankh Morpork had made it its own. The Watch hadn't liked it, but the plain fact was that the thieves were far better at controlling crime than the Watch had ever been. After all, the Watch had to work twice as hard to cut crime just a little, whereas all the Guild had to do was work less. And so the city prospered, while the Watch had dwindled away like a useless appendix into a handful of unemployables who no one in their right mind could ever take seriously. The last thing anyone wanted them to do was get it into their heads to fight crime. But seeing the head thief discommoded was always worth the trouble, the patrician felt. Captain Vimes knocked very hesitantly at the door, because each tap echoed around his skull. "Enter." Vimes removed his helmet, tucked it under his arm, and pushed the door open. Its creak was a blunt saw across the front of his brain. He always felt uneasy in the presence of Lupine once. Come to that, he felt uneasy in the presence of Lord Vetinari, but that was different. That was down to breeding. And ordinary fear, of course. Whereas he'd known once since their childhood in the Shades. The boy had shown promise even then. He was never a gang leader. Never a gang leader. Hadn't got the strength of stamina for that. And after all, what was the point in being a gang leader? Behind every gang leader, there were a couple of lieutenants bucking for promotion. Being a gang leader is not a job with long-term prospects. But in every gang there is a pale youth who's allowed to stay because he's the one who comes up with all the clever ideas, usually to do with old women and unlock shops. This was once's natural place in the order of things. Vimes had been one of the middle rankers, the falsetto equivalent of a yes-man. He remembered once, as a skinny little kid, always tagging along behind in hand-me-down pants with the kind of odd skipping run he'd invented to keep up with the bigger boys, and forever coming up with fresh ideas to stop them idly ganging up on him, which was the usual recreation if nothing more interesting presented itself. It was superb training for the rigours of adulthood, and once became good at it. Yes, they'd both started in the gutter, but once had worked his way up. Whereas he himself would be the first to admit, Vimes had merely worked his way along. Every time he seemed to be getting anywhere, he spoke his mind or said the wrong thing, usually both at once. That was what made him uncomfortable around once. It was the ticking of the bright clockwork of ambition. Vimes had never mastered ambition. It was something that happened to other people. "Ah, Vimes." "Sir," said Vimes, woodenly. He didn't try to salute in case he fell over. He wished he'd had time to drink dinner. Once rummaged in the papers of his desk. "Strange things afoot, Vimes. Serious complaint about you, I'm afraid," he said. Once didn't wear glasses. If he had worn glasses, he'd have peered at Vimes over the top of them. "Sir?" "One of your night watchmen seems he arrested the head of the Thieves' Guild." Vimes swayed a little and tried hard to focus. He wasn't ready for this sort of thing.
"Sorry, sir," he said. "Seemed to have lost you there."
"I said, Vimes, that one of your men arrested the head of the Thieves' Guild."
"One of my men?"
"Yes." Vimes' scattered brain cells tried valiantly to regroup.
"A member of the Watch," he said.
Once grinned mirthlessly. "Tied him up and left him in front of the palace. There's a bit of a stink about it, I'm afraid. There was a note. Here it is. This man is charged with conspiracy to commit a crime under Section 14, brackets III, of the General Felonies Act, 1678, by me, Carrot Iron Founderson." Vimes squinted at him.